Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
This is Tony Williams.
And I am Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Coach. We got a show that will air on Christmas Eve.
That's right, Christmas Eve.
So this is not a live show. It is pre-recorded. But I think there's a significance in letting you know that Christmas Eve, the show will be airing, and hopefully you're listening to it and have family members listen, because there's a wealth of knowledge to be gained by listening to this show. We have a list of things that we want to talk about today. But off the top, we want to wish our listening audience a Merry Christmas.
Yes, right. Merry Christmas. We know this is the season for caring. And the season of caring is every day, but this is most significant when somebody gave to us.
That's right.
The grace and the power, you know.
Hopefully you believe in Christmas, because if you believe in Christmas, then you know the rest of the story, that it's never too late to turn your life over to Christ.
That's right. That's the reason for the season.
That's it. So, again, we wish you all a Merry Christmas. And the New Year's show we will be doing will take us to 217. And we'll have some information that you can prepare yourself for 217.
That's right. Oh, we had some sports. We got the Pistons lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, but Deontay Davis didn't play because he was hurt.
Right.
But you know, a lot of people from Muskegon went down to that game yesterday. I know the coaches did and everything. So that was a Christmas blessing for a lot of kids from this community.
That's what I heard, man. They were a lot of kids were able to go and attend the game. Unfortunately, the Pistons aren't really playing playoff caliber basketball. I mean, they made the playoffs last year, but right now they are in a serious funk that normally is cause for somebody to get fired or traded. I don't know what's coming, but you know, if an owner see what's up, what the product is on the floor, somebody's getting blamed for their performance.
Then I know Jackson was gone for a long time, so the starting point guard was, and then they looking at Ish like, man, Ish is nice.
But and that was what was discussed, was that they were winning. They were playing better basketball before Jackson came back.
Because Ish don't overpound it. Ish don't look for – Ish get his at the offense breakdown. Jackson overpounds, and he plays through that he can will himself to buckets.
Right. He forces the game.
That's some Oklahoma Thunder players, though. That's how they think.
They do.
But I like Russell Westbrook, but Pistons team is not a Russell Westbrook type team. If you know Van Gundy – he teaches the system inside out.
That's right.
When he had Dwight Howard, he made Dwight Howard look like an all-star, and everybody know Dwight Howard is sorry.
He did.
So he put the right pieces around Dwight Howard and made him look good and got them to the finals.
Yeah.
They even beat LeBron. They beat some good teams that year because of that coach. So now he brought Jackson back, and like, Jackson don't fit his system. I think Jackson's trade bait with the money he getting paid.
Like I said, somebody's going to get fired or traded here probably right after the first of the year.
Yeah, because they got shooters. They got a post player. You, as a point guard, you don't have to overpound the ball with the routines like that. You can pitch it ahead for the three-point shooter.
Yep.
Then the three-point shooter can look in the post. Post player can work it out, kick it back. Point guard can come off the top screen. He got drives and everything and other dishes. So I'm like, Jackson, you don't got to be one-man show.
You don't have to, man. Let the game come to you, and you'll be very successful. Because I watched them play, I think it was Chicago, man. It was embarrassing. I mean, for the NBA team to get beat by almost 50 points, it's like, they didn't even show up.
You're getting millions.
And you're getting millions
of
dollars.
That's a free check,
man.
That week. Let me get one of them checks.
Right.
So, have a bad game, make ball $60,000.
As an owner, you know, because the product got to get better when they move downtown.
Man,
all right.
Because that crowd is not going to be nice.
No. Mm-mm. Discretionary income is a little bit different downtown than it is out there in Auburn Hills.
You're right. Like, I paid all this money for you.
For this? Oh, no. No. We can't support that.
We got the Lions playing good.
Ooh, boy. They got
the Cowboys.
They got the Cowboys coming up. Man.
They just lost. Cowboys just lost, right?
No. The Giants beat them twice, and they played Tampa Bay last week.
Okay.
Sunday night, great football game.
Yes, great football game.
Okay, Tampa Bay is going to make some noise in a couple years. But, yeah, you know, everything was talked about because our guy, Dak, had a bad game against the Giants.
That's right. And saying if he lose another one,
they're bringing him Yankee. Romo. Romo, yeah. Nomo.
Romo done did years of messing up.
Okay. But, you know, this kid has proven, you know, he's the guy.
He went to HBCU, didn't he?
Mississippi State.
Man, look at that.
Mississippi State. Fourth round. Fourth round draft pick. Fourth round. Wow. And these guys taking these first round picks, taking quarterbacks, and they turn it out to be busts. You don't need to do that if you do your homework, man. You don't have to do it. Manziel, talking about a first round pick. Look what you get.
Nothing.
Okay, you got some kids, man, out there that want to play football. All you got to do is give them a chance. They don't have to be a first round, second round pick. Okay, but yeah, the Lions are in trouble Monday night, man. And then they get Green Bay. They lose those games, they don't make the playoffs. They were sitting in the driver's seat, ready to win the division title. All they had to do was run the table. They went to New York, laid an egg. Now you got to go down to Jerry World, and you're going to beat the Cowboys at Jerry World? They get the Packers at home. That's the only saving grace they got.
They got to win out.
And Rodgers is playing good football right now.
Because they're already 9-4, 9-5.
I believe they're 9-5.
There's a couple teams right there. So if they lose them two games, that make them treacherous territory.
Yeah.
Flip a coin game, wild card.
They'd be lucky to make a wild card because of the losses they have. Yep. So it's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting. And then bowl football kicks off, you know, when you got 100 football games on at one time. You have to pick the ones you want to watch, you know. But, yeah, it's been a great season for football, man. Great season. And then we got our basketball started, Coach. High school, we can't move on before we talk about the Lady Reds and our Big Reds.
I know I'm going to go to kudos to the boys first. Boys pulled off their first win against Gray Haven. Really impressive. This is my second time seeing them play. Because a lot of times boys and girls get to play together. That was their first home game. Playing against Gray Haven. Gray Haven is a good team. They play slow down basketball.
Oh, yeah.
They look for all their options. They look for their posts, and they shoot that three.
They make you work.
Yeah, and they make you work. Muskegon got up, changed, leads changed. But I'm going to tell you one player that stood out, Markell Jackson, the son of Dee Dee Jackson.
Okay.
He playing a lot more defense than Dee Dee. Dee Dee was an awesome scorer, but I don't think he had a triple-double with 10 blocks.
That is
15
incredible.
Rebounds and 12 points. I don't think Dee Dee ever did that. So now Markell got one up on his dad.
Okay, well,
his dad is a Heights Tiger, and Dee Dee got some 38s and some 50s and some 40s.
Okay, he can put it in the hole.
Yeah, he can put it in the hole, but I don't think he can play D like that. That boy reminds me of Tayshaun Prince.
Now that's,
Markell does.
That says a lot, man.
Yes, he does.
Tayshaun was a very good basketball player.
Yep. So,
and I think this team, you know, is really not even close to what the potential is, because they got some kids that can't play till after January.
Some awesome kids.
Right. Okay, and you bring those guys in the mix, it's going to be hard to match up against this team because they can go so deep in the bench.
And then everybody can handle the ball. Like, they got this one kid named Sam Cornett that can play point and can play the three and the four.
6'5".
Yeah, 6'5", nice. Silky game, nice little jump shot, great defender. I mean, I've just been enjoying watching them. And, you know, being on the girls' side, we played Oak Ridge last night.
Oak Ridge, yeah.
And now we 500 for our out-of-conference schedule. Now the identity came, I believe, last night.
Okay.
Coach Walker had a game plan. I just seen him on practice working on the fine-tuned things of details. And I seen it happen yesterday. Having Coach Peachy there for defense and just all three of us and the other coaching staff just seeing that display with the girls come out and had a heart. I think Eric Thomas talking to the kids day before coming down to Muskegon.
Inspired
them. Because he talked about our demographics. And
interesting.
Understanding where you come from, why you can't go hard in a simple game of sports.
When you look at the game of life.
Yeah, when you look at the game of life, what you got to struggle to come to school and what you got to been through and what your family been through.
Yeah.
Why you can't walk out on the court and give it your all and let your opponent know who you are as a person.
Right.
And I think he calls it beast mode. So having E.T. come down, and he came for free, not a penny.
Not a penny.
Brought books, bought tons of books and CDs, gave out to some of my kids. They asked questions, gave them money, books, CDs. I still got a crate of CDs at home. He said, man, make sure you get these to all your kids that you mentor.
Okay, then.
So that was straight up love. And we got a guy from Muskegon that works for him named Jamal.
Really?
So Jamal's from Muskegon, Michigan State alumni, from the East Park Manor, too. And he's a Michigan State grad, and he works all the video production. He helps edit and do that stuff for Eric Thomas. He's from Muskegon Heights in Muskegon.
Okay, so where is he based out of? E.T.
Out of Lansing.
He's in Lansing.
He's in Lansing, from Detroit. You know, but this brother global now. So, but they charged $50,000, man, to come in for corporate. So he was getting ready to a corporate gig. David Fox got a great connection with him. Him and Jamal were high school friends. Mm-hmm. David Fox made that connection for us. And you know, we all the same brothers. You already know what it is.
Oh yeah.
So we all linked. So they already know we got access to each other, and it's just a respect. And I like the relationships with those young brothers. How they just pull me in, and they like what I'm doing. I like what they're doing, and it's all under the umbrella, and just Muskegon being the school of choice because other relationships there with the old superintendent Felsky, now Justin, because we brought it to Justin. Justin's like, hey, make it happen, man. Do whatever you got to do, brother. I like stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, like, seeing that Justin's ready in his leadership to step in and say, hey, I already know what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
I love that type of stuff, yeah. So I appreciate
kids
Justin.
Learn different. You know what I'm saying, Johnson? And here's an opportunity for them to learn, and not necessarily in the classroom.
That's right.
We're going to teach you some things about life.
And they were attentive the whole time.
Okay.
You know, nobody disrespected Eric Thomas, and it was like, I enjoy having him there and just seeing the kids respond, and it was a beautiful situation.
We need to make sure we bring him back, get him back in here, and hopefully make it an annual event, and maybe have to get the LC Walk Arena one day.
Yeah. Or the front door or something.
Pack it in.
Yeah. And take care of him and compensate him, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But our community at large, they can see that, hey, you want to talk to Eric Thomas, you call David Fox. I'm going to give him all the credit. You know what I'm saying? It's a good brother.
Dave. Good job, Dave.
So, yeah, but that helped. That transferred into our game later on. Then when a couple of our old alumni came back, Mardrika Cook and Amari Chalk, they're home for Christmas break.
Okay.
So they're having them there. They came in the locker room and said, hey, we ain't come all the way down here for nothing.
All right, so a little pressure.
Yeah.
A little pressure.
Big sisters came back, you know, that's on scholarship, and they had to learn at least know, like, this style of basketball we play. So that's having those ladies there and just seeing those girls on scholarship and talking about their grades and how good they're doing in school, both of them over 3.2 averages and doing great, talking about all the good things that college life provides for you.
Right.
The stipends and, the friendships you build. And it just puts a smile on my face to see that I was part of that process with the many coaches and community people that helped them get to their place and be able to show up and see you. When you see kids on TV now, like this kid on TV, and I was part of that process as one of the coaches that this kid had, like their parents and other community leaders and teachers. So it makes Muskegon shine.
Right. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, things have transpired over the couple of weeks, and we needed something.
Yeah, we needed something. It was a good shot in the arm for me. Eric Thomas.
We needed
seeing those kids back and everything. So
get our kids focused back on the reality of making sure that they do as well as they can in the classroom and as student citizens.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, my hat is off to you and the guys that you work with and trying to reach our students and make sure that they get a good shot, a fair chance at being good folks.
Right.
As they grow up, because that's important. Because how long does it take? You know, a bad decision, 30 seconds, a minute, can change your life forever. And our kids need to understand that those are the kinds of things that we don't need to have happen.
Yep. I got these posts that I wrote, and I put them on these little screenshots, like little backgrounds. And one of them that I put up today, it said, I'm trying to put what up on every social media outlet. It said, the only way I can score buckets is I gotta make a goal.
Say that again.
Only way I can score points is I gotta make a goal. So how many goals you score in a game? I made 3. That's 6 points.
Okay.
So the only way I can score points is I gotta make a goal.
You gotta have a goal.
So kids just want to be playing
rebounds
sports.
Rebounds is a goal. How many rebounds you want to get in the game?
So where you want to go in life? So that's it. That takes here. We got our goals right here. I got my information for the radio today.
Okay.
It says the 2017 top 10 financial resolutions for the new year. The 10 goals we're going to set for our people, because one thing is going into 2017, you want to make sure that you are on track financially.
Absolutely.
That's what our show is about.
Absolutely. And the storehouse, okay, we're going to get into the subject matter, but take me at my word when I'm telling you. You know, prepare a storehouse for 2017, and these are tools that you need to put in place to help you get there, because at some point in 2017, life is going to change as we know it.
We know it.
In America.
I just had a 40 minute conversation with one of my friends that's over my brother's keeper in Lansing, and they've been talking about how other entities are trying to come in and trying to own it themselves instead of the actual president.
Mm-hmm.
See, the My Brother's Keeper initiative was created for nonprofits that are minority based.
Gotcha.
Where they run and they organize and collaborate with entities that have the resources and monies to help the kids.
Okay.
And what's going on right now, some people see the administration get ready to change hands. They trying to make a face for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And My Brothers Keepers Initiative by saying they created or started something. But it's supposed to be a community-based grassroots type of thing. The president, when he created it, he didn't put no financial backing behind it just for that reason.
Right.
So in case he left, you'll still know how to structure your entity. And that's what we've done. We structured an entity, but it's still forces that are trying to penetrate.
It's a control
issue.
They're
saying, we would like to. No, it's no like to. It's this nonprofit runs it that's minority-based. You can show up as a collaborator. So it's like, okay, those are some things
supporter.
That get ready for 2017 that's going to try to buckle down. And it's not even a program. It's not even backed by no government money.
Okay.
It's an initiative to say, hey, these people need help. And if you want to be part of something, collaborate. And resources will come.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening, and I see what's trying to happen, when a changing of the guard comes, there's going to be organizations that say, hey, or government entities that say, hey, we running My Brother's Keeper now for the state. No, there's no such thing.
Right. Although it's no government, say, control, the fact of the matter is that it's a nonprofit through the IRS reporting agency that says that as a nonprofit, there are certain laws and regulations you must adhere to. Okay? So there's an element of government control, even though you don't see it as a hands-on. And right. That's the kind of activity that they'll probably use in order to circumvent.
To step in and try to be
in control.
A control of it.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah, you already know.
They want to divert that money somewhere
else. Or take the framework and give it to kids that already got everything.
Okay.
You know what that is. Strip the name, keep the frame.
Yeah.
Like steal a car.
That's it.
Take the wheels and the body parts and somebody took everything off. That's only the frame. That's all we needed. We're going to put something else on it.
Did a car go over there?
So that is.
It looked a whole lot different than what it was when you had it.
Yep. So be careful in 2017. That's the first start off looking at how government is going to change policies.
Yes.
But use some of the same structure from our old president and say, the economy's doing way better in the last 10 years. Okay, well, somebody been in 8. So then now the 3-year effect come in with them. So the first 4 years, then the 3 years come. So when the last year come? Right now.
Okay.
To see all the benefits. Because the first 4 years, I struggled. Mm-hmm. So now I got something in place in my next 4. So now I got 3 years for that plan to see that happen.
Right.
Oh, the economy going to be out of control.
Man.
Year, coming 2017, watch. We're going to see everything go crazy.
The signs are already there, man. When General Motors have already started shutting down shifts, okay, of car
production,
all right? The interest rates have already started to rise. The gas prices are starting to go up.
House is going up 1 whole point.
Okay, interest rate for homes are going up. Pretty soon, we're going to hit the wall, okay? And that ripple effect is going to have a major impact on West Michigan, and it'll take us some years to get out of it. Although the folks at the top will still continue to make the millions of dollars that they've made and get all the bonuses, because there will be still a level of production, but we won't see the growth that we would want to see in our communities. It's going to happen. We're just starting to see the signs of it now. But let's get into our subject matter.
That's a good thing. So what I have is the 10 resolutions for 2017. So this is that person sitting at home that's saying, okay, where is my life going? What are our structure? I'm just going to say this before I get started. I got an email from a potential client I'm getting ready to acquire. And this person wrote an eloquent email on how they want to build their life again and how they want to seek my help. I really appreciate that. I've never received a message like that.
Okay.
And I was like, they really sincere about what the help they need. They emailed it. I was like, I printed it and I'm just looking at it right now. So I'm going to be calling that person tomorrow to help them out. But they let me know what they do for a living and where they want to go. I was like, mm-hmm. Wow. So that made me think, okay, this show needs to be about what's my New Year's resolution financially for 2017. And people say those things don't work. Yes, they do when you have a plan and you have programs.
They work, Johnson.
They work.
They work.
Number one, thoroughly review your credit report and sign up for credit report monitoring. A lot of those things are free.
Mm-hmm.
What I got? I got one. Capital One had a free one. So I got a free one from them on my phone where it gives you I can click on it. It gives you my credit score,
mm-hmm.
and it gives me an update. And I ain't had to get no credit card.
Yeah, I think mine is through Chase Slate. Same thing with credit monitoring. And I've had a credit card get shut down the other day. And it was like $399 charge on it. And I said, nope, I didn't authorize it. It was a small charge, but that was a test. My wife, she got a call. She on the Yahoo.
Yes.
Yeah, she's with the Yahoo. And when they hacked into the Yahoo, they got our information. And, you know, we got the tracking for purchases for fraud, credit card fraud. Got a call, shut it down. So you definitely need these monitoring programs in today's world if you got credit cards.
So that's one of them. Next is pay your bills right after receiving your paycheck. That's the one where I believe in paying my tithes first, 10% of charity or tithes, then my bills. Be like, hold up, Chauncey, what do you mean? Hey, I need that grace on them bills.
Okay.
So God, make that light bill cheaper than what it is.
Believe it or not, you need to do that.
Yeah, send me, Chauncey, you didn't know you paid 6 months ahead of time? This bill is, you negative 600. You don't owe nothing for the next 4 months.
Okay.
So pay your tithes first, and then let the grace come in on everything else. Do that first, and then that's when everything else flow. Also paying yourself. So tithes, pay yourself, pay your bills as soon as you get your paycheck. So that's the process we talked about. Tithes, then pay yourself, pay your bills.
Yep.
So if you be like, I only got $500 left out of my paycheck, I only got $100 left. Did you pay yourself first, like your retirement plan? Did you pay that? Did you pay your tithes? So that means you've been paid already, but now you got this budget thing that you have that you got to be able to monitor and access. Number three, repay 20% of your credit card debt. And you say, why did you pick 20%? Because some of us got $10,000 out there.
Good, not above.
In credit card debt. That's what I see and I hear from clients. Whew. So if you got to be able to pay 20%. You got to be able to take and some people say, should I pay off the little credit cards? If you can knock them out as fast as you can, yeah. But that big monster with all that interest, that's the first one you need to attack first. So 20% need to go all on that. You could put the little minimums on a 25-25 because they're not that big yet. But that one that's eating that interest up at a large number, that's the 20% monster.
Yeah, that's $2,000 that you need to put down on that $10,000 credit card bill.
Yep.
And then put it up. Stop using it.
And when you get that tax refund, it's a critical time of the year. Like, we only got 12 months, and as the older I get, I was talking to a guy at the Y the other day, my buddy Corey Chapman. He was like, man, say, Chauncey, don't it feel like the time going faster?
When you get older.
Yeah, I say, not really. And we got to talking, getting deeper and deeper. And Corey said, Chauncey, it's really like, it's not the time's going faster. He said, we got more things to do with our life.
Yeah.
And he said, when you got more things to do with your life,
time goes fast.
So when people that's getting those tax refunds, and you in my age group, what thrills and frills that you need again at this age?
Shouldn't be any.
It shouldn't be anything. It should be, you should be thinking like, I'm about to be debt free. That's a thrill.
That's a thrill. Your life will change.
Debt free.
When you are debt free.
I'm looking at all the things in 2017 that's going to be possible for me. And one of them is going to be not having no car payments.
Okay.
You know?
New car.
So the dream condo that I want or something is going to be, is I'm going to have access to that because I've been a good steward and I've been paying debts down.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be able to like, hey, this paid for. So the money I was paying on things, well, that's going to go. I don't need no thrills and frills. One big
storehouse, baby.
Decent vacation. Go somewhere.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah,
you
do a couple things. But I'm not going to go with no thrills and frills. Like, I need this, need that. I think about it.
Crazy. No. I had to make a decision the other day, and it was kind of interesting. My wife has a car. It's a foreign car, and it needed some work. Had the car for almost 10 years. And I said, okay, we need to make a choice. Do we want to buy a new car or another car, not a new car, or get it fixed? And it was. I put it to her like, if this car was sitting on the side of the road and they said it was for sale for $2,000, would you buy it? She said, yeah. So that means we need to fix this car. All right? We could easily go out there and get us that two-year-old car and pay cash for it, put in a new car. She said, no, this car is good. I don't need a new car. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you need to keep you grounded, man.
That's right. That's right.
Many people would say, y'all, let's go get the new one.
No, don't get it. I'm not getting no new
rationale.
And then I'm driving my wife's car right now. Like, I bought my Tahoe. That was for me.
And you don't even drive.
I can't drive because she won't let me.
Right.
She's like, oh, this is going to get through snow and everything.
That's what happened to me. I got an SUV, right?
Yeah.
In the garage.
Why won't that look? I'm in the go-kart.
She said, I won't drive that car. I can't get out of it now.
Yeah, he was saying, that car, like, that's a nice car. Like, no, this is not a nice car. This is a go-kart.
Right.
This thing in the snow don't do nothing. My wife wanted this car. I was like, this is my wife's car. That's nice. Yeah. No, this is my wife's car, man.
Right.
This is my wife's car. I own my truck. I'm a truck, man. I'm coming through. Dirty, riding, pushing through.
Carload of kids.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to get where I need to go. You know? Absolutely. So all right, like, I got the truck. Yeah, I'm good. I haven't rode it in so long.
And you know what, man? The other part to this downturn of production in the auto industry was because these were car lines, right? People aren't buying cars anymore, man.
They adding all this junk to these cars too. They adding all these computers and all this stuff. I was talking to the guy in one of my programs today that I go in, one of the groups I go in. He was like, yeah, he said, remember the old cars, Chauncey? I'm like, yeah, the ones without the sensor on it, and you can, I don't say I used to do this, fishtail.
Without that positive traction.
Yeah, without that little, beep, 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 slow you down.
Traction, hold that mug to the ground, Doc.
With that back of the day, you can hit it. And but I don't do that stuff.
No.
But it would be fun. You spend some money on something to have some power to be able to hit the power on it, you know. But the next one is use different credit cards for everyday purchases and another for debit purchases. So you talked about that, having a frequent flyer mile card,
right?
Gas card, and things that you could pay off every month, because you're like, well, I got this amount of money set up towards gas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do groceries at this amount. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay my insurance once a month with the credit card.
Every six months.
So then I'm doing this at a finance rate. So now I'm looking at my budget. Like, I pay this on the credit card. I'm going to pay the credit card back and get my mileage points or my rewards. So that's the process you talk
free
about.
Free vacation, man.
Yep, free
don't
vacation.
Pay for no vacation. It's free.
Because look at the things that you know going to come out. Okay, gas, electric, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lights.
Your insurance.
Insurance.
Gas, lights, insurance, your utilities, right? Probably your cable bill if you got one.
So that's those five right there. So you like, what are your phone? Those six, what do those add up to? And you got this credit card that you're getting these freaking flyer miles on. This for the typical person budget, probably what, $600?
That's what I would say. Somebody would five and six.
Yep, five, $600. So $600 a month you got to revolve it on a credit card when you get rewards, and you pay it off every month.
Pay it off every month.
Man, that's one of my pointers on this that I have today. That's an extra 20 points at least in your credit score.
Yes, it is.
And you can find a way to boost your credit score. That's one way to do it.
And a lot of them will give you, for every dollar, a mile of travel, okay? So $600 a month, when you get, you know, you're looking at $7,000 by the end of the year, you do that for a few years, you can take you a vacation in the Bahamas, whatever, man, and it won't cost you anything, only because you paid all your bills on time and used a credit card.
Exactly right. So last one I just talked about, it says improve your credit score by 20 points. So this is a quote that I have. It says less than 1% of people have perfect credit scores, which means nearly all of us have room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 points in an amount by which pretty much everyone can improve their scores regardless of their starting point. Furthermore, credit score improvement, in turn, has reviewed for its errors. Once you've confirmed that everything is accurate, you can remove the weak points in your score. The grades on a credit analysis score account can tell you what those weaknesses are. So when you get ready to have a credit monitoring, they also be able to have your credit score to show you where you're at.
Right.
Your number. And then when you apply for things, certain people are trained to know that, oh, what's your credit score? This number. I go, what's on there? You got something on there? You got a late payment on there? You got a you got a large amount or some balance? Mm-hmm. They know by a
they
certain
know.
Number you had.
They know.
Oh, my credit good. 680 is not even the best. When you talk about a credit score that can be as high as 850, your age is equated in there. The amount of credit to debt ratio is in there. So they're going to ask certain questions, and you got to think about, what's the 20 points I can get? Do I got anything lingering out there that I can pay off right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a credit card that got a high balance? Do I have no credit cards? Do I have an auto loan that I paid off? What are your things you have? Is your student loans default? What is holding your credit score from getting those extra 20 points? Do that. Do the due diligence in that area, and then figure out if you can get access to a program or do something on your own where you can pay something off. I saw a client yesterday, and I gave him some advice because he wasn't to the point stable enough to get into a program with me. So I say, here goes some free information again, Chauncey. Why you
all give
right, free
give
stuff away?
Free information.
So I say, look, brother, okay. He said, man, I really got to pay these off, Chauncey. I got to make a move in the next 6 months. He said, I got a couple dollars to do some things. So I got these credit cards out there. He said, I got one for $8,000, and I got this, I got that. I said, all right, brother, look, we're going to take this plan. I gave him this number to this attorney. I said, this person do consumer rights and laws. You call this person. When you call this person, they're going to sit you down and show you how to fight the $8,000 credit card. They're going to put a plan together for you. But these little ones, every time you work overtime, right, what you going to buy, some Jordans with your overtime? He started laughing because he got kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go to the Bible with the overtime? He said, no, I'm a Christian. I'm going to Bible study. I don't do that. I said, all right, so you're working all this overtime. Your kid's almost grown. You ain't finna blow the money on nothing. So right now, all this overtime money, you're going to put it towards these credit cards right here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking at the barbershop yesterday, trying to see everything gone. I'm working with the lawyer right now on the $8,000 bill. Right now, he told me he got it to $4,000 right now. So we're trying to figure out what my taxes look like. So he probably can just get him a lump of $2,500 and we out the dough.
And you out the dough.
So he did four credits like cards like that by himself. But with the $8,000, you know, that's a higher number. That's over $5,000. He had to work it a certain way. But he was like, man, I thank you for the free information. I said, can I get a taco or a sandwich out of that or something? But I was just playing with him.
Oh,
he said, you know, you're always good in my house. You can eat. But I was just like, that's free information. I'm like, what's that worth when you help somebody wipe an $8,000 debt away? What does that look like? Can you pay? He can't pay me $8,000. It was just some information I gave him because I had a past problem in my own life. So just looking at how to boost your credit score, I can guarantee his credit score is more than 20 points going into 2017.
Okay.
I can guarantee that.
That's right.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
His life is going to change, too. Okay?
Everything.
That credit score is huge, man. And, you know, we kind of been conditioned that we all like to put cars and houses on our refrigerators, right?
Yeah.
These are the things we're working for. Well, get that credit score. Put that on your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Put things on there that's going to help you improve your financial situation versus those things that we think are really materialistic, and that's going to just get us deeper in debt.
That's right. And okay. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, I told him, it's a quote I always hear. It says, Jim Rohn, he says, you don't get life out of what you want. You don't get life out of the things you want. You don't get things what you want out of life. You get the things that you become. So like when you say you put things in the refrigerator, what I put on my vision board is me doing certain things in the community.
Okay.
It's and words that saying build a community, be the light that people see.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of kids in suits.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. That happened when Eric Thomas came here. So I'm like, just seeing the vision and building it and saying, I got a house on there, I got a car on there, but I got a section on there that's where I'm becoming somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm becoming somebody, the righteousness in becoming somebody, the byproduct of is prosperity. And I'm not just talking about financially.
Right.
I'm talking about, well, I want to prosper in my knowledge so I can reach more people. But then that means God could put me in a place financially to say, hey, you need to be here so you don't have to worry about A, B, and C.
So you can do those things.
So you can keep on doing the things on the left side of your board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would think with the picture thing. See, some people get it mixed up, like put a picture on the board. Yeah, on the vision board. It's vision. Vision is manifestation. Okay. You're trying to manifest things in your life that you can become, that is attainable, that they become characteristic of you, not car keys of you, cell phones and houses of you. You're trying to manifest something from within to make it be on the outside.
That's right.
It's an extension of you.
It's an extension, man. I got
who drive that car? That lawyer right there.
Okay.
That insurance broker that has so many clients, right?
Okay.
So that's what it looks like. That's the world that we got to get them to see, Tony, that they got to say, oh, I want these things. That don't mean you got to work a whole bunch of hours. That means you have to become somebody different. And you said this before we came on the show, and I'm going to let you say it again with the five closest people in your life. Because you mentioned that you had at your bank or somebody said it. I'm going to let you go on and expound on that before we close out today's show.
Okay.
We'll do the next five on our next Saturday. So we'll be in 2017 on the next Saturday, won't we? And
yes,
we'll do
sir.
A recap of these. So hit them with the five association, brother.
Okay. And one more thing I'm going to piggyback on you before we get there is about kids, all right? Kids don't remember really the kind of car you drove. They don't remember the kind of house you lived in. What kids remember is what you did for them to impact their lives.
All right,
that's what they remember.
That's a carrot. I'm gonna hold on right now with you. I'm gonna ride that out.
Okay,
thank you.
And because I lived it, I've experienced it, and I've had kids come back and tell me in the presence of their kids, there was an impact that I had in their lives, and that means more to me than money. But there was we had a sports banquet this past week, and one of the speakers got up, and it was for a football team, and just wanted to give the kids a few words of wisdom. And it was about being careful who they hang with. They're centers of influence. These people that can influence you and you don't even know it. And the example was that it's a group of you guys, y'all in the car, and they decide to stop at the store. And one of the guys going to run in and get a soda pop. He go in the store. He come back out. We get in the car and we leave. Short time after, they get stopped. He went in and robbed the store. Nobody knew about it in the car. Unfortunately, everybody in the car now becomes an accessory. So you gotta, you know, you gotta make sure your kids understand when they're not at home, they gotta be very mindful when they get into a car, okay, what those people are about in that car. Make sure that they understand that these elements are not gonna be negative influences, because it only takes 30 seconds, a decision that's 30 seconds long that can change the rest of your life. So I'm going to leave him with that. I don't know what you got to say after that,
Chauncey. I'm just going to piggyback with you, because what they said, I'm going to quote my boy, Nate Johnson. They call him White Boy Nate now, but he passed to Nate to me now.
Right, he passed to Nate.
And Pastor Nate said this: we in a group in front of brothers. We got some brothers that's been falling in life, and they're getting a second chance. He said, show me your five friends, and I'll show you where you're going in life. And I heard that from Will Smith, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it stuck out even more profound today, because I started thinking. I thought about my list, and I thought about who I can call.
Mm-hmm.
And I going back 10 years ago, no, 15 years ago in my mind, I was like, I couldn't even call these people today. I can call them, and they'll pick the phone up. An attorney, a CEO, an accountant, pharmaceutical rep for doctors,
okay,
a silver engineer. I can call those five people, and they pick the phone up. And I'm like, hold up, that's my five? Pupil director, you know?
Yeah, that's your center of influence.
Dean of students, I'm like, I can call them people in my life, but I can remember a time I couldn't even, and I'm not talking about titles. I'm talking about these people.
Are characters.
Are righteous people, and they're point people in my life. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone before we came in, I was on the phone 42 minutes with somebody that's been mentoring me, a young lady that I've seen as she could be a big sister. She's a couple years older than me. And when I first met him, one of my friends said, man, she'd be good for you. I'm thinking like to date or something. He's like, no, she good for you.
Right.
She can help you, Chauncey.
She can influence you.
And he said, she's just like you, and y'all need to be friends.
Okay.
I'm thinking like, my mind was in the right place when I first met her. I'm like, she pretty. He's like, no, she good for you. And to this day, I love her, and she's still good for me. She knows my wife and everything, and my wife knows our relationship, and she calls my wife from time to time, checks on us. And it's just great to have a friend like that. Yes, of the opposite sex that understands you. And a friend, a guy friend, to tell you that she good for you. Like, in what capacity?
Okay.
I'm like, being a single man, I'm thinking of something else. He's like, right. No, get it out your mind. Get your mind out the gutter. That's one of them five people you need, brother.
Five people, man.
So I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.